Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Discrimination is not new in the workplace, and according to a survey out today, 60% of employees claim to have seen or suffered from it. But far right or extreme views is the latest tendency to have manifested itself at work, according to Matrix Recruitment. It suggests that some staff members may be sharing or expressing anti-immigrant sentiment, as well as a pushback against diversity and inclusion targets where they work. Rena Weld is the managing director of Matrix Recruitment, which carried out the survey. Good morning, Rena.
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Not too bad, Rena. How do you measure far right or extreme views in an online survey?
In terms of measuring it, what we've done is we have asked respondents to show us how they are seeing it manifest in the workplace. So we've seen a quarter of respondents say that they have noticed a rise in far-right sentiment in the workplace. And how they're seeing it manifest is through discriminatory remarks or jokes, verified facts about minority groups being dismissed, the spread of information or conspiracy theories, and an outright opposition to diversity and inclusion efforts. So quite worrying results there, and it does show a need for employers to really take these stats back and see and assess their workplace in real time and see, you know, how healthy their diversity, equity and inclusion policies are within their own workplaces.
Yes, it is worrying. And it is a part of a wider pushback against a perceived, quote, woke policies such as diversity, equality and inclusion policies from companies.
Sorry, could you clarify that, Joe, in terms of what you mean there?
I mean that, have you also noticed in your survey that there's some sort of pushback against DEI policies?
Yes, there is an opposition to diversity and inclusion efforts. Certainly, we have noticed that. And what I think that comes back to then is employers looking at their strategies in terms of, one, how mature their diversity, equity and inclusion strategy is within their organisation, or if they don't have any, you know, they do need to put something in place. And it does start with the early education. So around unconscious biases, because we do need to remember that not all discrimination is actually done, you know, on purpose. And then also early education in terms of what discriminatory behaviours look like in the workplace. So I was talking to somebody who's part of one of the tech companies there. And what they do is the head of Ireland actually make sure comes around to all the teams and make sure that the training is done on an annual basis around this, what discriminatory behaviours look like in the workplace. Because as you rightly said, you know, there's so much change around this area. There's more and more every year around what inclusivity looks like in the workplace.
Now, I see ageism and sex discrimination in the workplace haven't gone away, unfortunately.
They haven't gone anywhere, but we have seen some improvements there. And I suppose in terms of the gender piece as well, we can look to the fact that there is the gender pay gap reporting framework now in place, where employers with currently for 2024, employers with over 150 employees have to actually report on gender pay gap information. And that is expected to come down to even employers with over 50 employees will have to start doing that next year. So there are some improvements there. And then I suppose when we're talking about age within the workplace, we can see that the majority of respondents did say that older workers in the workplace have as much to contribute to the workplace in terms of or compared to younger workers as well. So that's hugely positive too.
And briefly, you looked at the work-life balance as well.
In terms of work-life balance is hugely important to job seekers. We see it ourselves, Joe. You know, what employees and job seekers are looking for now are a lot of different things, but we can see work-life balance as well as kind of increased annual leave. That's a trend we're also seeing. And then the positive work-life culture. And that is another reason that any kind of far-right sentiment, any discrimination in the workplace, it does need to be nipped in the bud, particularly in the talent market we're in, where there is a talent shortage. We can see from our survey that over 70% of respondents stated that they have either left a job or that they would leave a job due to discrimination. So in order for employers to attract and retain top talent, they need to be looking at these policies to make sure that they have inclusive and positive cultures to retain their top people.
Thanks, Rena. That's Rena Weld, the Managing Director of Matrix Recruitment.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.